You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Support for CKUW is provided by Organic Planet, Winnipeg's only worker-owned organic grocery and vegan deli. Located at 877 Westminster Avenue, serving Wolseley and Winnipeg for over 30 years.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. I hope you can keep the dial tuned to 95.9 FM. We'll begin the show this week with a birthday. Suzanne Vega was born 65 years ago today. She's a musician from California who's been playing since the early 1980s. This song, St. Clair, is from a 2016 tribute to Jack Hardy, who founded Fast Folk Musical Magazine. It was a cooperative that was dedicated to reinvigorating the New York folk scene and released over 100 albums between 1982 and 1997. Hardy wrote this song in the 90s, and Jerry Leonard plays the guitar on this track.
Call on that saint and the candle that burns, keeping her safe until her return. Plaster and paint, holding the fire, a poor woman saint, holding all man's desire. Bold little bird, fly away home. Could I but ride her on the wind and the foam, and all of the souls that curl by the fire, they never know all man's desire. Watercress clings to the banks of the stream in the first grip of spring, when the snow melts to green, barefoot and cold, and holding a lyre by the side of the road. All man's desire, call on the saint when the white candle burns, keeping her safe until her return.
Loretta, she's a barroom girl, wears them sevens on her sleeve, dances like a diamond shines, tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22, her laughing eyes a hazel hue. Spends my money like waterfalls, loves me like I want her to. Loretta, won't you say to me, darling, put your guitar on, have a little shot of booze, and play a blue and wailing song. My guitar rings a melody, my guitar sings, Loretta's fine. Long and lazy, blonde and free, I can have her anytime. prettiest at the break of day, prettiest in the setting sun. She don't cry when I can't stay, at least not till she's all alone. Loretta, I won't be gone long, keep your dancing slippers on. Keep me on your mind a while, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Loretta, she's my barroom girl, wears them sevens on her sleeve. Dances like a diamond shines, tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22, her laughing eyes a hazel hue. Spends my money like a waterfall, loves me like I want her to. Spends my money like waterfalls, loves me like I want her to.
Just heard The Weather Station from Toronto with Yarrow and Mint off the 2011 album All of It Was Mine. Before that, John Prine with Loretta. He was one of the most influential songwriters of his generation, and he died in April of 2020 from COVID, but he's remembered for his social commentary and his unique style of singing. That one's from the 2001 album Poet, a tribute to Townes Van Zandt. The song was first released on Van Zandt's 1977 album Live at the Old Quarter. To kick off the show, we heard Suzanne Vega with St. Clair. We're going to hear one now from Morley Loon. He was a Cree musician and actor from Mistissini, Quebec. This one, Dohino, is from his debut album Northland, My Land from 1981. The title translates to The Hunter.
I think it's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. They switch on summer from a slot machine. They get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? Well, you roll on roads over fresh green grass for your lorry loads, pumping petrol, gas, and you make them long, and you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. No, I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? The sky, scrapers fill the air, but will you keep on building higher till there's no more room up there? Will you make us laugh? Will you make us cry? Will you tell us when to live? Will you tell us when to die? Children play. Do 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 do.
Button up your coat and notch your tie. Wash your dishes while the whole world dies. You're just as guilty as the man with the gun. Don't get involved, it'll bring you down. Just be yourself and let the world go round. You're just as guilty as the man with the gun. Now the man with the gun, he don't know what to do. Somebody had to send his orders through. You're just as guilty as the man with the gun. Now the man that gave the orders, he had to have a plan. Came from senators and congressmen across this land. They're just as guilty as the man with the gun. Now the senators and congressmen to get their votes had to have the backing of the corporate folks. They're just as guilty as the man with the gun. Corporate's got to protect what they own. Get the senators to send troops from way back home. They're just as guilty as the man with the gun. Corporates depend on us for their wealth, so just keep quiet about it, be true to thyself. You're just as guilty as the man with the gun. Now button up your coat and notch your tie. Wash your dishes while the whole world dies. You're just as guilty as the man with the gun.
That was Gary Green from Tennessee with You're Just As Guilty from his 1977 album, Gary Green Volume 1. These six strings neutralize the tools of oppression. Before that, we heard Cat Stevens, now known as Yusuf, with Where Do the Children Play? That was recorded live in Los Angeles in 1970 and included on the 2020 Super Deluxe version of his 1970 album, Tea for the Tiller Man. And before that, Morley Loon with Dohino. Here's one from the Almanac Singers. They were founded by Millard Lample, Lee Hayes, Woody Guthrie, and Pete Seeger in 1940. This song, I Don't Want Your Millions, Mister, is off their 1955 album Talking Union and Other Union Songs. The lyrics are by Jim Garland, who wrote it in 1932 during the Great Depression after a miner strike in Harlan County, Kentucky, resulted in him being blacklisted from working. It uses the same tune as Greenback Dollar and East Virginia.
I don't want your millions, mister. While you enjoyed a life of ease, you've stolen all that we built, mister. Now our children starve and freeze. So I don't want your millions, mister. Hungry babies must be fed. Take the two old parties, mister. No difference in them I can see. But with a farmer labor party, we could sell people free. So I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back my job again.
Jack, did you ever know Sweet Pete?
Sweet Pete?
Yeah, Peter Sheridan. Used to have him running around with Willie and them, rode motorcycles.
I sure as hell did, man.
Yeah.
I liked him.
I always
think of this. In fact, I loved Pete. In fact, we've been through some adventures. I won't digress now.
Okay. Well, anyway, I always think of him when I'm doing this song. In fact, one time we were doing a show somewhere, and I got through, and he was standing in the wings, and I walked off, and I said, "Well, Pete, we had some moments." He said, "Let's just remember the moments." Z was a friend of mine. was a friend of mine. Never had no money, and he never was satisfied. But he was a friend of mine.
He died on the road. He died on the road. He was just a poor boy, long way from home. He was a friend of mine.
In fact, you know that I sat right down and I cried.
I know you did.
Yeah, I sat right down and I cried. When I think about him, sometimes I still can't keep from crying. 'Cause he was a friend of mine.
This is Ryan, and you're listening to CKUW, to the program Barking Dog, 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Have a good one.
What Woody Guthrie's last song, he made this up during the Korean War, and I put a few new words to it. I didn't figure that Woody would mind. And I add to it all the time. Why do your warships sail on my waters? Why do your death bombs fall from my sky? Why do you burn my house and my farm down? I've got to know, yes, I've got to know why. Why do your ships haul death to my people? Nitro blockbusters, big cannons and guns. Why can't your ships haul some food and some clothing? I've got to know, yes, I've got to know. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know, friend. Hungry lips ask me wherever I go. Comrades and friends all falling around me. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know why. What good work did you do? I'd like to ask you to give you the money right out of my hand. I built your big house to hide from my people. Why do you hide so? I'd like to know. Why can't we spend more to build homeless shelters? Why are the homeless here anyhow? Fortunes are building on war and on killing. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know now. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know, friend. Yeah. All comrades and friends all falling around me. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know why. You put me in jail, you locked me in prison. Your hospital jammed and your crazy house full. Why did your cop hurt my unarmed peace worker? I've got to know, yes, I've got to know. My friends are dying from AIDS and from cancer. Your big money goes where the death missiles fly. I'm built by good workers, paid by war taxes. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know why. Yeah, Woody also had that worker's shorthand, you know, that simplifies things. It takes ideas and puts them within reach.
We just heard Utah Phillips with I Got to Know Why. He was an anarchist folk singer, storyteller, and labor organizer from Ohio. That one's off his 1999 album, Making Speech Free. Woody Guthrie wrote the song later in his life, and it's been widely recorded since. He uses the tune of the hymn Farther Along. Before that, Ramblin' Jack Elliott with He Was a Friend of Mine. He's a folk singer from New York City who is a protege of Woody Guthrie, a collaborator with Daryl Adams, and a major influence for Bob Dylan. That one's from Elliott's 1998 album Friends of Mine, and the conversation before the song is with Jerry Jeff Walker. The song is descended from the traditional American dirge Shorty George. Rolf Kahn was the first professional musician to pick up the song from the Library of Congress collection, and it became a favorite of folk singers during the folk revival. Before that, we heard the Almanac Singers with I Don't Want Your Millions, Mister. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we're going to hear one now from Barbara Dane. She's a folk, jazz, and blues singer from Detroit, whose voice was described by Time magazine as pure, rich, and rare as a 20-carat diamond. This song, The Kent State Massacre, is off her 1973 album, I Hate the Capitalist System, and she wrote the lyrics with Jack Warshaw. The melody is by Jim Garland.
Brothers, listen to my story. Sisters, listen to my song. Gonna sing it for young people who are now dead and gone. Two of them were 20 and two were just 19, just stepping out to meet the world like so many you have seen. It was in Kent State, Ohio, on a Monday afternoon. The air was full of springtime, the flowers were in bloom. Well, it was a scene of terror that none will soon forget. Young students stood with empty hands to face the bayonet. Allie Krauss and Sandy Scheuer marched and sang a peaceful song. Like Bill Schroeder and Jeff Miller, they did not think it wrong. They laughed and joked with troopers, and some to them did say, we march to bring the GIs home, and we are not afraid. No warning were they given, no
no mercy and no chance. The air was filled with tear gas. The troopers did advance. Suddenly they knelt and fired. The students turned and fled. 15 fell at that moment, and 4 of them were dead. On the campus they were murdered in the springtime of their life. As angry sorrow swept the land, their friends and parents cried. They'd hardly learned to struggle, but witness they will be. They died for those in Vietnam, also for you and me. But while we march and mourn today, there's much more we must do. We must teach ourselves to organize and see the struggle through. Blood flowed upon the 4th of May, and we'll know its color well. Till we sink this murdering system in the darkest pits of hell.
Near. When the trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear somebody. wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Though it wasn't so hot, didn't have much of a thought. We fell asleep by Goose's good. Our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. What are you gonna tell your mama? What are you gonna tell your papa? What are you gonna tell your friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in my town. Well, now Susie, baby, looks like we're good again. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We both fell sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. It's cold, it's over, it's 4 o'clock, and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. What are you gonna tell your mama? What are you gonna tell your papa? What are you gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in by 10. Well, now Susie, baby, looks like we're good again. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie, we gotta go home.
That was the Grateful Dead with Wake Up, Little Susie. That's from their 1973 live album, History of the Grateful Dead, Volume 1, which was recorded in February of 1970 in New York City. The song was written by Felice and Budlow Bryant and published in 1957. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan with It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. That's a live performance from 1981 that was released on the bootleg album Stadiums of the Damned. Dylan originally released the song on his 1965 album Bringing It All Back Home. And before that, Barbara Dane with the Kent State Massacre. Here's one from a 2001 album of 25 years of selected field recordings from a rainforest community in Papua New Guinea. This particular track was recorded in 1977. In the first song, Ulahi greets the arrival of the afternoon cicadas with the words imitating and harmonizing with the insects. In the second song, Ulahi and Ayobo sing about Mount Bosavi.
Oh, day, oh, day, my wo. Adinibo, CSIAVO, Adinibo, my wo. Gure, Marimia, Gure, my wo. Adinibo, Danibo, CSIAVO, Adinibo, my wo. Gure, Marimia, Gure, my wo. CSIAVO, Danibo, Adinibo, Danibo, my wo. Gure, Marimia, Gure, my wo. Adinibo, Danibo, CSIAVO, Adinibo, my wo. Gure, Marimia, Gure, my wo. Adinibo, Danibo, CSIAVO, Adinibo, my wo. Gure, Marimia, Gure, my wo. CSIAVO, Adinibo, Adinibo, Danibo, my wo. Gure, Marimia, Gure, my wo. Adinibo, Danibo, CSIAVO, Adinibo, my wo. Gure, Marimia, Gure, my wo. Adinibo, Danibo, CSIAVO, Adinibo, my wo. Gure, Marimia, Gure, my wo.
Trees against the sky, fields of plenty, rivers to the sea. This and more spreads before me. Trees against the sky, fields of plenty.
Trees against the sky, fields of plenty,
rivers to the sea. Kapasyahan magwagi, kapasyahan magwagi. Ang tunay na lakas sa baril at lakas sa kabuhayan ay nasa kamay ng mamamayan. Ang mga mamamayan, hindi ang mga bagay ang magpapasya. Mamamayan hindi ang mga bagay ang magpapasya.
We just heard The People Are the Decisive Force from a 1976 album of songs of the Philippine National Democratic Struggle, which protest Ferdinand Marcos' military dictatorship and American imperialism's role in supporting his regime. Before that, Moondog with Trees Against the Sky. He was an avant-garde composer, musician, poet, and inventor from Wyoming, who influenced later artists including Steve Reich and Philip Glass. That one's off his 1956 self-titled album, which he recorded while living in New York City. And before that, Singing with Afternoon Cicadas, off a 2001 album of music from Papua New Guinea. We'll hear one now from the 1977 Folkways album Ireland, The Final Struggle, by the Men of No Property. They were Belfast-born college students who took part in protests and marches in Northern Ireland in 1969 during the Northern Ireland Civil Rights Campaign. Jack Warshaw composed this song, If They Come in the Morning, in 1974.
They call it the law, apartheid, internment, conscription, partition, and silence. It's a law that they made, keep me and you where they think we belong. They live behind steel and bulletproof glass, machine guns and spies, and tell us who suffer the tear gas and the torture that we're in the wrong. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is a cry of the morning. The trade union leaders, the writers, the rebels, the fighters and all, and the strikers who fought with the cops at the factory gates, the sons and the daughters of unnumbered heroes who paid with their lives, and the poor folk whose class or creed or belief was their only mistake. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is a cry of the morning. They suffered the torture, they rotted in cells, went crazy, wrote letters and died. The limits of pain they endured, but the loneliness got them instead. And the courts gave them justice as justice is given by well-mannered thugs. Sometimes they fought for the will to survive, sometimes they wished they were dead. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is a cry of the morning. They took away Sacco, Vanzetti, Connolly and Pierce in their time. They came for Newton and Seal and the Panthers and some of their friends. In Boston, Chicago, Saigon, Santiago, Cape Town and Belfast. And places that never make headlines, the list never end. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is a cry of the morning. They tell you that here you are free to live and to say what you please, to march and to ride and to sing as long as you do it alone. But say it and do it with comrades united and strong, and they'll send you for a long rest with walls and barbed wire for a home. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is a cry of the morning. The boys in blue are only a few of the everyday cops on their beat. The CID branch men and spies and informers do their job as well. Behind them, the men to tap phones, take pictures and program computers and file. And the men who give orders, which tell them just when to come and take you to a cell. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is a cry of the morning. So come all you people who give to your brothers and sisters the will to fight on. They say you get used to a war, but that doesn't mean that the war is in dawn. The fish need the sea to survive, just like your comrades do. And the death squad can only get to them if first they can get through to you. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is a cry of the morning.
Whiskey Jack, I know you're hungry, but I ain't got money for the sea. If I was you, I'd take to flying, leave these lonely Lake Town blues. I ain't cold and I ain't hungry, and I got money for a while. We could trade our wayward places.